broadcasting from a super secret location at Wasted Time Radio Studios. It is the Ask the Fellas Show.
Do we have any Mexican Americans with us today? Like Buenos Dias.
Oye, big boy, habla español.
Are there any guys out there who are just normal, huh?
What's up, man?
Is that how you're going to start the show? We're not going to do that again, are we?
No. Never again.
Why are you smiling like that, then?
Because it's not true.
Welcome back to another episode of Ask the Fellas, where anybody can be one of the fellas.
Even the lady fellas?
Especially the lady fellas. Oh, yeah.
Oh, that was a special, extra special, long. Special.
I've been holding that in for
30 days.
30 days.
30 days.
How's it been?
Since before Thanksgiving.
I think the last one we released was like on the 17th or the 19th, something like that, of November.
November. It was right before Thanksgiving.
Do people even want to ask the fellas anything anymore?
I don't think so, man.
I got one question.
I got a few. I got a lot of questions.
What do you say? Where the fuck you at?
Yeah. Pretty much.
That's the number one question.
What the fuck is going on?
Where's my show? I'm like, oh, damn it.
Like, man, I'm ready to kill myself.
It's the holidays.
I know. Hey. The suicide rates go up in the holidays, bro.
I know.
We chose the wrong time to take a break.
I know, man. But if you do want to commit suicide, you should call the suicide hotline.
Yeah, 555.
No, it's 323-971. What's our number?
8239.
No. What's our phone?
Was it?
No, you can't do that.
You're trying to give the actual.
No, he's trying to give him the
actual suicide hotline.
No, that's the fellas number.
Oh, 323.
You can't do that because if they call and then they kill themselves.
Oh, yeah. Then we're going to be held liable.
We're liable.
No, we're not going to be held liable. Why?
Well, maybe now that we said it, now we will.
They try to reach out for help. We're going to give you the number, but don't call.
I know.
No, call. You need to call.
I mean, call her as a teller, but then call the.
And then call a real number.
Call the real number.
Man, it's been so long that we gave it out. I don't remember the number.
I don't remember either, bro.
I used to say it every episode.
Yeah.
323-8103. No.
Yeah, that sounds right. Yeah. Something like 323 that. something 8103.
Yeah.
Man.
But you know what? Maybe we should do a pre-recorded message in case they are feeling kind of like that, and we can have a couple of jokes.
Yeah.
You're right.
Like they'll call and then be like,
okay, maybe I won't kill myself.
Yeah, I'd be like, all right.
That's a perfect suicide hotline.
Yeah, perfect.
Yeah.
All right.
Or maybe we can put our theme song on there. They can call and listen to the theme song.
Wait, with Ramon on it?
Sure.
Yeah.
Then Oso will kill himself.
Yeah, fuck Oso.
He's a A-Rab anyways. It's all right.
This is the Ask the Fellas Show on demand and around the world.
Fellas,
what's up, man?
How you guys doing, man?
Good, bro. You?
I thought you were gonna say what's up, man.
No, he already said it. He's all traumatized.
I'm traumatized, man. I know what's coming, man. No, but I've been good. It's been really good holiday break.
Yeah. Right. I agree.
When they say happy holidays, that's what they mean. They mean take off 2 months and don't do the Ask the Fellas Show.
Yeah, exactly. Right?
I think that's what they mean.
Right.
I was hoping for like 3 months, but you guys made me come back today. you're like, come on, man. We gotta do a end of the year, fucking New Year's fucking episode, you know, just for the people.
Because
the people.
Right.
Damn, we still got it.
We still got it. We remember that.
Remember?
Can't remember the fucking phone number, but.
But yeah, we know the people.
Yeah, the people.
Nah, you fucked up.
Oh, man, but fucking December, man. December flew by super quick.
Man, didn't it?
Yeah. Well, the whole fucking year, actually, man. But December just. I remember like just starting December and it was just like now it's like fuck, like we're done.
Yeah, dude. The organization I work for, once December hits, it's kind of like slows down big time.
Yeah.
So it's fucking crazy because, you know, actually it's after like my birthday, you know, December 10th, fucking birthday comes around. I do my thing, you know, go on a trip. And then after that, it's like fucking, that's it.
You come back to nothing.
Come back to nothing, you know, basically. And then I get like a couple of days off, you know, before Christmas, a couple of days before New Year's. Like I've been off basically for 2 weeks now.
Damn, oh, shit. Really?
Yeah.
What have you been doing?
Nothing. Sleeping in. Dude, guess what time? Guess the average time for me that I've been waking up for the past 2 weeks.
What time are you going to bed?
Unless I'm in Guadalajara.
What time are you going to bed?
Oh, yeah. That's a good question.
Damn, bastard.
Yeah.
6 a.m.
6 a.m.
What the fuck?
What the fuck? Are you serious? You've been falling asleep at 6 a.m.
Yeah.
What the hell have you been doing for so... Oh, never mind. I don't want to know.
Hey, you know, sometimes I can't sleep, you know. I'm up because I'm, you know, I'm just wired. You know, all the alcohol.
Right.
The kind of heels that I'm drinking.
But alcohol is a depressant. Shouldn't you be going to sleep a little earlier than 6 a.m.?
Well, you got to counteract that with something else. You got to counteract the depression with a upper.
All right. So, like, I want to estimate maybe, like, 2 p.m.
I'm going to say 10:30.
10:30 a.m.?
A.m.
So 4.5 hours he sleeps.
I'm going to say,
okay,
yes.
Well, you know, okay, I'm not going
to. Because he said on average.
Well,
average.
I'm not going to sleep at 6 a.m.
Oh. Yeah. Oh. You lie to me. You can't lie to me.
It's 2 or 3 in the morning.
I had bad information. I can't be 2 p.m. anymore.
2 or 3 in the morning.
All right, so I want to say 11 a.m.
Okay.
And
I'm going to stick with 10:30.
Okay. 10:30? That's close enough. $1.
All right.
$1.
$1.
What time did you say, Cherokee?
I said 11.
You're closer than 10:30.
Wow. What?
I've been getting up around 11:30.
Whoa.
12 o'clock.
Are you serious? But like you're asleep? Or you're just not getting out of bed.
I'm asleep.
Wow.
So I'll wake, you know, I have full intentions of getting up like at 9 o'clock or 10 o'clock. My alarm goes off and I'm like, you know what? I have no reason to get up. So I turn that shit off and then I fucking fall right back asleep.
What the fuck?
Cherokee's throat was gurgling.
Do you think that's what we have to look forward to when we retire? We just don't have anything to do, so we're like, why get up? I'm just going to hit snooze on this freaking alarm.
You know what? That's it. I like it the first few days, but then I think today is when I hit my
your low?
Your wall.
My wall when it came to sleep. I'm like, you know what? Fuck this shit. Now I'm feeling more depressed and like lazy.
Right. No.
Yeah, I felt like. Like today, I was like, fuck this shit. I'm going to get my ass up. I'm going to fucking do some shit. And I'm going to get out of this fucking sleeping in funk.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
It was fucking me up. Like I was feeling, honestly, like really depressed.
Right.
So I woke up this morning. I actually got out of bed at 10. I logged into work. I didn't have to log into work, but I logged in anyway just to see if, you know, if anything was needed. And I ordered fucking groceries. I didn't go buy them. I just ordered.
I was gonna say, like, wait, shouldn't you go out?
But it's a good first step.
Yeah. No, don't enable this guy.
This man was waking up at fucking noon.
I understand, but I he needs to go get some sun. Look at him.
We have to crawl. We gotta crawl first, Jerry.
I know. Give me some time.
No.
On the second, I'll go to the grocery store.
No, man. This is why people die when they retire because they have nothing to look forward
right.
to. They don't even want to get out of bed.
Exactly. And that's why I was like, fuck this shit. I even went to go get a haircut today, bro.
Wow.
That's how I was like, you know what? And then, it's funny how, I don't know if you guys feel the same way, but after you get a haircut, you have that new fucking, that new look. You feel like, all right.
You feel brand new.
I'm fucking back. Yes. I'm back, baby.
Yeah. And you showered because you smell good.
Yeah, exactly. Fucking showered. Nice. Put on some cologne. Put on some nice clean clothes.
Very nice.
Change my fucking underwear.
Oh, there you go. Perfect, bro.
It was time.
Yeah, I was like, you know what? Let's go do the damn show today.
you can't turn it inside out anymore.
Nope, that's it.
That's it.
Stain on both sides.
Keep it going, man. Dude, but that's crazy, right? How just a couple of hours of sleeping in, a couple of days, it'll fuck with you, man.
Yeah,
it'll make you feel like, what the fuck am I doing with my life?
Yeah, it does. Like, yeah. It really does. And it's not like I'm not working or I'm homeless, you know, that I have nothing to do, but it's just I'm like, it feels good the first few days, but after that, it's like, fucking, no, this is too much. It's way too much. I got to get my ass up.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, you know how I volunteer at the homeless shelter, right?
Yeah.
I see more or happier homeless people than most people once they're out of the job. Like, why is it that they get to be happier and, like, we get depressed if we're not working?
Well, the homeless people?
Yeah, the homeless people are happy, bro.
Because they get free drugs.
is that what it is?
No?
Free drugs, free clothes, I don't know.
They get to run their own program kind of thing. Like, I don't think they sleep. I don't think they sleep in.
Oh, they sleep in, bro.
Homeless people sleep
in?
Yeah,
they sleep in.
Where?
Well, in their car, on the side of the road.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I mean, because they're up all night probably commenting on all the YouTube and Instagram videos.
What the fuck?
Well, I just figured this out,
Tell
bro.
Tell us about that shit. You were kind of mentioning that earlier.
Yeah, so I volunteer, and there's usually, like, you know, they're hanging out, and they're talking to me about certain things. And there's this one guy that is really cool, dude. He's probably my age, and he went to high school here. He's actually from Sinaloa, I think. And we always get into it about politics and all kinds of stuff, and we're kind of on the same page. And then he started showing me, like, hey, look, check out the comment that I put here for this video about Trump. And I was like,
fucking homeless for Trump or what?
No, not homeless for Trump. He was talking shit about the establishment, right? And he got all these likes, right? And he's like talking shit back and forth with all these people. And I was like, I had a realization, like, oh my God, every time I put up a comment and I'm like debating somebody about Michael Jordan or about like anything that happens in politics, I'm probably debating a homeless person.
Yeah, it's a fucking dude in Skid Row.
Fucking jerky.
he's all commenting all eloquently. Jerky thinking, oh, this must be like some CEO from
Beverly Hills.
Beverly Hills.
And then he finishes it off with like, you dumbass. And I get upset. Like, the whole day's ruined for me because they pretty much just, you know.
That's why the homeless people are so happy, bro.
I know.
They just comment all day on YouTube videos.
Ruining my life, pretty much.
Probably.
Yeah, they ain't got shit else to do. You know, they're not working.
Dude, I wonder if they were to, like, host, like, some kind of, like a social media workshop for the homeless and give them fucking cameras and just turn them all into vloggers and shit.
Oh. Hey, man.
I wonder if something like that would hit. You know what I mean? Like, because, you know, the life of a homeless is not something that everybody gets to fucking experience, bro. Like, it's
survival, bro.
Yeah.
If you really think about it, not a lot of people can do what they do.
Hell no.
Like, seriously, like, a lot of them look very, very healthy. There's one dude, man, like, he looks like
buff as fuck.
Yes. Yeah. And I'm like, how does he keep, stay so freaking fit? Like, how does he find the protein?
He ain't got no job, Jerk.
I understand, but.
He works out at the parks. You know, the parks have the fucking workout fucking machines.
Yeah, no, it's crazy.
Walking is free. Running is free.
Yeah, they look very healthy.
This is Ramon
Stabs
Hernando
from Chicano Shuffle, and you're listening to
Ask the Fellas.
All right, fellas, I got a listener question, man. Other than them asking us where the fuck are we at, I had a particular listener question.
Wait, you got to wait for him to say something.
No, he wasn't going to say it.
No, he let him say it.
What was I supposed to say?
He has a listener question.
We have a listener question.
Oh, that's right.
Remember that thing you used to say?
Oh, yeah.
Has it been that long?
What? Hey, you know what? Now it's probably true. Like, wait. I don't know. Do we still have listeners?
Probably not.
Probably not. Not anymore. Not after this long.
I think we're recording for ourselves.
I know, at this point.
For sure.
That's all right.
Okay.
No, so the guy's asking me, he's like that he wanted to ask the fellas. He's like, can you ask the fellas when they drop the soap in the shower?
Oh, no.
What do they do? Like, how do they react? And so he was telling me a little bit about his reaction. He's like, for some reason, when I drop the soap in the shower, that he looks behind him and then he picks it up, even though he knows that nobody's in the fucking bathtub with him.
Okay.
Is he in prison?
No, he's regular house, but and that's what I asked him, and he said he had never been to prison.
Wait, okay, has he been to, like,
I think he was
a gym?
He's probably been molested, bro. I don't know.
That's probably it.
But
you know what? I think I understand what he's trying to say. Because sometimes when you drop the soap, you may be too close to the fucking to the what do you call it?
The spout.
The spout.
Oh.
So you don't want to bend down too close to the spout, and then that shit touches your booty.
Imagine. Oh, and yeah. Then he likes it.
And then you like it.
And then he needs therapy.
Yeah.
Oh wow. No.
And surgery, because now your asshole's cut. Your ass was cut up.
Dude, that's true.
You know?
That's true. I don't think that's why he did it, but...
Okay.
Yeah, but I was just like, that's fucking weird to me, like...
Because those spouts are pretty big, right?
They are.
Yeah.
They are.
And they're not, you know, smooth or anything.
Yeah.
No. So, oh, wait.
You know, it'll be hard for that to go into your butt, right?
Are we speaking from experience or what is going on?
I mean, I'm speaking from all the spouts that I've seen in my life.
Oh, right? Okay.
Yeah. I've seen many a spout.
And many a spout, they're not smooth. It'll be kind of a weird entry too, right? Because it kind of go down too.
A little bit, yeah. You know, the Italian spouts are a little smaller. So yeah. maybe he
may want to switch to an Italian spout.
Maybe. Yeah.
Yeah. So going back to his question. So when you guys drop the soap, how do you guys respond to that or react to that? How do you pick it up? Or
when I drop it, I'm like, fuck, stupid ass soap. And then I fucking go to it and I go all the way down from like I'm doing a like I'm lifting something.
Like a squat.
No, not a squat.
Kind of like bending at the knees.
Bending
or
at
whatever.
The knees. Yeah. I don't go down like, you know, like.
Or do you
like,
go down like an RDL, like a Romanian deadlift?
No, I'm not doing a deadlift. No.
So like a squat.
Like a squat, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Because if you're doing a Romanian deadlift, that's kind of like presenting your ass. Yeah. Back.
Right.
Yeah.
No, you're asking for trouble.
Yeah, you don't want to do that. Yeah. You want to drop it like it's hot.
Yeah. Drop it like it's hot.
Yeah.
And you want to clench, I think, right?
So nothing goes in?
I guess.
I see.
Okay. What's going to go in?
I don't know.
We're talking splash, fucking water.
Splash and spouts and
maybe the soap.
The soap.
I don't know what the shape of this soap.
What about you, Jericho, man?
Oh, you know what? Quote unquote soap. Maybe he's not even talking about soap.
Oh. What do you mean?
Maybe he's talking about dropping something else. He dropped
something else?
I don't know. He said soap.
Oh, he's a soap. Oh, okay.
He specifically said a bar of soap.
Oh, okay.
Mm.
Oh, a bar of soap.
Okay.
Yeah. A bar of soap.
Okay. So a bar of soap.
Well, I don't have that problem.
Why not, Jericho?
Because I pretty much use what my wife uses.
Yeah.
And she uses like that liquid soap.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
You know, that body wash.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I have to use it with that loofah.
Oh, you're a loofah man.
Yeah, I'm a loofah person.
Okay, so let's just say you drop your loofah.
Oh, yeah,
there you go.
Oh, damn. See, that's a problem.
He said, I'll pick it up with my booty.
Extra clean on the way up. Yeah, it's hard to drop a loofah, but yeah, if you drop a loofah, I mean, man, I just...
I can see him picking it up with his little toes. Kind of like
right.
Grasping at it.
Yeah, yeah.
Like bringing it up to himself.
Okay.
Yeah. Sounds like a good idea, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have no regard for anything. I just do it recklessly. I just go down and pick it up.
Without a thought. Yeah.
I don't look behind me.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like that's the thing with the listener. I'm like, why are you looking behind you? Like
what the fuck is he looking behind?
Like what do you think is gonna happen?
I know.
He's like, I don't remember anybody coming in here with me, but just in case.
Yeah. But maybe it's one of those things where, you know, you hear it so much as a kid and growing up, like
you
just remember, right? It's like eating a fucking banana. To this day, like even if I'm by myself, I fucking eat a banana all weird and shit. Like I don't put the fucking banana in my mouth like that. Like it's just
I
break it up.
Yeah.
I break it up. Even if I'm by myself, I think that's fucking ridiculous as a 45-year-old man breaking up a fucking banana because I can't put a banana in my mouth.
Ridiculous.
How fucking stupid is that? So maybe that's the same concept with him like being like, oh, well, let me just double check.
Wow. Well, I'm so sorry that you're traumatized. And there's got to be something there, right? Like he has to have some kind of...
I think there was something, bro.
Experience.
Yeah, I didn't want to dig too much into it and turn it into a therapy session and shit, but...
I mean, hopefully the molester uncle's in jail.
Hey, this is Oso
and Chavo,
and you're listening to Ask the Fella, where everybody can be a fella.
Fellas, you know, since this is a New Year episode, let's talk about Christmas.
All right.
You know, it's supposed to be the happiest time of the year.
Wait, for who?
For everybody.
No.
Even the homeless people. No? No?
I mean, for us.
Maybe for us.
Okay, keep going, because I have a lot of things to say about this. Go ahead.
I know, not everybody's happy.
Go ahead.
There's people getting raped. There's people getting killed.
No.
The Russians are bombing.
No, not that.
What the fuck just happened here?
I'm just alluding to that. I didn't get any gifts this year.
What?
I don't get gifts during Christmas. I haven't gotten gifts for years and years and years.
Not even one?
I don't think so.
Your wife didn't get you anything?
No.
The fuck?
We get ourselves things throughout the year.
Oh, okay.
But
she didn't get you like the one. Well,
there's nothing to get me. What do you need to get me?
I know, it's true. You have three of everything.
I have too much stuff, man. I need a freaking like the homeless people. I need
a storage unit.
Too much stuff everywhere. It's just ridiculous. Stupid. That's a sin, man. But no, I don't get gifts, and we're just handing out gifts like crazy.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like we're just hemorrhaging money during this time. It's not the very happiest time.
You know what I did this year? I threw in the idea of a white elephant, like. For the adults, like
for the friends group.
Oh yeah, that was a good idea.
Yeah, that was a great idea.
I'm like, let's do that shit instead of buying every fucking adult a gift. You know, that's $50 each or $100 each.
Yeah,
let's do a $75 fucking limit and buy one fucking gift for the adults.
That was a great idea.
Yeah, what'd you take?
Yeah. That was a great idea if you would have shown up.
Well, I showed up to the other one.
What other one?
The other friend group.
The other friend. That's why you weren't at our friends group.
Well, it was a different day.
Okay.
I know. You know, for the listeners, are upset because I didn't show up.
What the fuck happened?
My bad. I like hit it.
Oh,
go ahead.
For the listeners, they're upset with me because I didn't show up to the Friendsgiving.
It was not Friendsgiving. It was Secret Santa. It was you're supposed to take a gift.
Oh, Secret Santa.
Yes.
Right. You know what? Yeah, you know, I think that was like day four of my sleeping in.
What? So
he was in the peak depression.
Peak depression. And at that time, I had only been awake for maybe 3 hours. So.
My God.
So I was like, man, like, no, I can't make it. I'm not feeling it. I can't. I'm gonna go there and bring the mood down and shit. So I was like, fuck this shit. I'm not going.
Oh, okay. So you were being considerate.
I was. Exactly.
That was his gift.
That was exactly my gift. All of you all benefit from my gift.
Wow. Well, there was a really good gift, but it was like the limit was $75.
Yeah.
That's $25 up from last year's limit, right?
Inflation, bro.
And I was like, what the hell do I buy for $75? Uh-huh. So I couldn't find anything. I got a alcohol bottle that's worth like $70.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I had it all ready to go, so I was going to buy a $5 gift card.
Okay.
And my wife turns out that she says, hey, they got it at a Sam's Club for $50.
Ah.
I was like, ah, nice, but I can't return it. She's like, no, but now you have to put a $25 gift card in there. Like, what the fuck? Why?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Like, it's the same shit.
Because you fucked up.
I bought it for $70.
Yeah, but that was your fault.
No.
Yeah, because I'm going to be like, oh, wait a minute.
That's fucked up.
This is $50 at Sam's Club.
No, see.
And you gave me a $5 gift card?
He got it at Sam's Club.
Like, bro.
You won't believe the amount of reminders I got. Oh, you're going to get your gift card, right? Yes. You're going to get it's a $5. No, it's $25. I'm like, dude, she kept reminding me.
So what did you go with?
I went with the $25
gift card.
I was like, come on. Dude, so I
you
gave.
Spent $100.
Pretty much, almost. Like $95 for my freaking gift.
That's nothing, bro.
Just, I don't want somebody to. Because, and then when Barlow's ended up bowing out and saying that he couldn't go, I was like, see, the person that I was worried about the most talking shit isn't going.
I would have been talking shit. You're right. I would have. You know what you should have done? You should have gone to Sam's Club, bought the $50 one, kept the $75 one, and then gave away the $50 worth of $25 gift card. You would have came out even.
Pretty much.
You would have a bottle here for you.
I did buy myself a bottle.
Ah, see, there you go. There you go.
It's okay.
I got for Christmas, I got a Dodgers hat.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. That's a good one.
From my daughter. She gave me a green Dodgers hat.
Wow. You know how much Dodgers hat goes for?
Like 50 nowadays? Bucks. No.
$50. 50, 60 wow, that's
bucks,
yeah. Yeah. That's a pretty nice gift.
Depending on how many patches you want on that shit or pins.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, even more.
Yeah, so
that's a nice gift.
Yeah, I got a sweater. I got a sweater, but I'm very like simple. I don't, because my daughter had asked me. She was like, "Dad, like, what do you want?" I'm like, man, I want undershirts, socks, underwear. Like it's just
replace my clothing.
I know, that's it. And they gave me a fucking sweater. I'm like, which was a nice sweater. I liked it.
Oh, okay.
But no, I got a sweater, and then for the white elephant. I got a Shomar's gift, and it was a bidet.
Oh,
it was a bidet.
Okay.
The poopery, and some lotion and a scrubber. It's like a what do you call it? You can charge it. Mm. Electric scrubber.
Okay.
Wow. Yeah. Did you connect your?
I haven't yet. I was going to, and my wife's like, "Are you seriously gonna put that?" And I'm like, I don't think she understands the concept. I don't either.
We're talking about the bidet.
The bidet. Because we've never used one, right? I've never used one. I've heard great things about it.
Mm-hmm. Do you use wet wipes?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, this is better.
So this
is a lot better.
So I was actually going to bring it up on the show because I wanted to get a couple of selling points, you know? Because her whole thing was like, well, like, let's say you have poop on your butt and that thing starts spraying on you. Does the poop get all over the seat?
No.
Like the bottom of the seat? Like, how does it know where to target?
Oh, it just goes straight up into your butthole. So you can move around a little bit.
Okay.
And to kind of like guide it to where you want it. Because, I mean, poop is going to go everywhere when you
tell
when
us, Jerry.
Right. It's not like if it's just in one spot,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
You have to go. Yeah.
So you move around once it sprays?
I start from front to back. Like, so to speak.
Okay.
That way you start at your taint or a little bit before, like the balls. It's kind of like the gift that keeps on giving.
Okay. Okay.
You know? So you don't want to go back to front?
No, not back to front.
Because the poop goes to your balls.
Yes,
right?
And you don't want that.
Oh,
you don't want that.
Okay.
Is it a moving stream?
No, it's not a moving stream. It's just, you're the one that's moving.
You're the one that moves.
You're the one
and
that
you're
moves.
Just like, okay.
The one that you're talking about, the moving stream is a higher end.
Mm-hmm. Okay, because the one that Shomar gave me has a feminine option.
What is that?
So I don't know if that one sprays a little further up, maybe
further.
Into the vagina.
Yeah. That's probably it. Yeah.
Yeah, So my wife was just like, dude, I don't want to end up with shit all over the bottom of the toilet seat.
There won't be shit all over the bottom of the toilet seat, but you just have to kind of like aim correctly.
Okay.
Because if you move too far back, it might come out the front of the toilet
seat. So it's going to take practice.
It'll take a little bit of practice, okay. But you'll like the practice because
okay.
That's where the fun begins.
Yeah. Also tell her that she doesn't have to use it.
No.
Right.
Just because it's there, she can still flush it normally.
Normally.
And wipe
okay, that's out. A good selling point. And then her other thing was like, because my youngest daughter, the 3-year-old, she's kind of a savage, bro. And so she's like, well, what if she starts drinking out of it like a fucking water fountain?
The fuck is this? Like super bad movie or what?
I'm like, who does that shit? Like,
who thinks about that shit?
Yeah.
See, it comes from your wife.
I know.
the crazy
thoughts. And I was just like, dude, like, I'm gonna install it. I'm gonna install it, and I'm like, look, like, give it a shot. If you don't care for it after a couple of weeks, then fuck it, I'll take it off. Right. Or you don't have to use it. I think that's a great point because if I like it.
Yeah.
If I like it and she does, I'll just be like, fuck it. You don't have to use it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You don't have to use it. It's not automatic.
Yeah. I do have like some advice. So if you don't want somebody accidentally to turn it on,
mm-hmm.
you could put it on the self-cleaning mode or whatever.
Yeah.
So it sprays inside instead of spraying up.
Ah.
So you could keep turning it off, but you'll have to remember.
Remember to.
Yeah. That way someone doesn't accidentally hit the little button.
Man, one more thing to fucking remember. Now. God damn it.
Did Shomar buy the same exact model you have?
I didn't see it. It looked similar, but okay. They all pretty
yeah,
much
it was
similar.
It was the gold model.
Mm.
It was the gold model, but it had an option for feminine, like feminine splash or some shit. I forgot. But I would assume that that one goes a little further out.
I would say so, yeah.
I wonder if the stream is like that hard where it'll, you know, stimulate.
I'm sure it does. I'm sure it does.
Imagine.
Hey, like, another selling point.
I know. I'm gonna be like, fuck, like, why are you taking so long?
All right. Fuck, why is our water bill so... Our water bill $200 more this month. Like, what the fuck is happening?
Yeah, so I did want to ask about that. That's what I was like. I couldn't really give her any selling points because I've never tried one. So I've never tried one, and I've never taken a shit here at your house to try it.
Yeah, please don't.
Yeah, I'm not going to.
I've taken a shit here before.
Like, really?
Yeah.
No way.
What the fuck?
Damn.
Really?
Yeah. Hell yeah. I used to come here often enough where I had
just to take a shit.
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
Well, I mean, you wouldn't have been in the bathroom with me to watch me. I didn't know that I'm taking a shit. But I've never used a bidet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, but then going back to the gifts too, like, I don't know. I think the older I've gotten too, like, I don't really get gifts, man. My family doesn't give me gifts. I think I get one gift from my wife, which is the sweater that I got. But I give out gifts to like my dad and my aunts, my two aunts and one of my uncles.
Oh, okay.
And then the rest is just all the kids and shit. I don't give shit to my cousins.
I had to win my gifts this year.
Win?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
So we are, my wife's family does the games that you see on Instagram.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So have you ever seen them where they get like a spatula and bows and they blindfold you and you're like putting them into a bowl?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So we played that game, and I just annihilated everyone, man.
Hell yeah.
Everyone got, like, my wife actually got a pretty good number. She got 18 bows.
Oh, shit.
On the first try, I think.
Oh, okay.
And I went against my brother-in-law, and he got, I think, 18. I got 24. And we did a second round, and I got even more.
Nice.
So that was pretty awesome. So I won that game, so I got a $25 gift card to, like, In-N-Out or something. And then the second game, I think we did golf, but with a candy cane. And we had to like make it into like this little, you know, whatever it was. And I won like two rounds of that. And I got another $25 gift card.
Ah.
And then the third game we played, you put a marshmallow on top of a cup and you get those streamers. Those, the ones you blow on.
Uh-huh.
And then kind of like they kind of like. It kind of pushes. It pushes out like it becomes. It gets straight.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't know what to call them.
The birthday.
The birthday little fucking things that untwirl.
Yeah. Whatever those are called. So we were playing with that, and then so when they untwirl, if you hit, knock over the marshmallow off the cup, you win. Right. So there was three cups set up. Like it was a quick game. And you have to knock them over before the person in front of you. So we went two rounds of that. And for the final round, I got my goddaughter playing against me. She's only 5.
Oh, you're cooked.
But she, dude, in the round before that, she beat her grandpa.
Okay.
And she only used
3 blows.
Three blows. Like, bam, 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 like that.
Oh, shit.
And I was like, oh.
She knocked out 3 marshmallows?
She knocked out 3 marshmallows that, bro. And, like, I've never seen that happen. So I'm going against her, and I'm competitive. You know how competitive I get.
This motherfucker. He's looking at her, just because you're 5 doesn't mean I'm going to go easy on you.
I asked. I was like, do I need to give her advantage? I looked around. Everybody said, no, just go.
And she's like, this fucking guy thinks he's going to win.
She gave Jericho a fucking chance.
I'll give you a head start, old man.
Me no. Man, on the first one, we both hit at the same time. The second one, she knocked it out before me, like a second before me. And then I was trying to catch up. And then the last one, I knocked it over. And then that's when the shame set in, bro.
No.
I was like, no, I won. Oh, shit. I beat a 5-year-old.
But you know what?
You were looking like, what did I win?
But at least it was competitive, though. Like, it would have felt really bad if the little 5-year-old was, like, struggling and couldn't even knock one over. And And you're just like, pop, pop, pop.
No, she was a seasoned pro. She had practice in school, by the way.
Oh, okay.
She had done that before. Oh, I did this in school.
No, she
beat everybody.
She cheated. Was ready.
Yeah, but the truth is, like, I was expecting her to start crying. She's five. She's like, oh, Jerky won. Like, she's jumping up and down, happy for me.
Good.
Good for her, man.
Yeah, I was so relieved. But I felt like a scumbag, though.
Did you give her a gift card?
I tried to, but she didn't like In-N-Out.
Oh.
So, too bad for her.
Jerky's like, you don't want this, do you?
Yeah. And you have to wait in line in your car.
Gross.
And then the fries, once they get cold, they're not good.
It's a way to sell it, Jerky. Cut.
It's the Ask the Fellas show, only on Wasted Time Radio.
All right, fellas, what are we doing for New Year's, man?
God, this
you know, at this age, you know, I just celebrated my 36th birthday, but I'm feeling like
36? No, 37. 36?
36. 37? 37.
Forgot his age.
Wow.
Holy shit, bro.
Yeah, because I'm 46 and you're
37.
9 years younger.
Younger.
Than me. Yeah.
Yeah, younger.
Yes. Right. 37. Wow.
Damn, bro.
Man, you're getting old, bro.
3 years from the big 40.
Wow.
Damn. That's a big one.
That's got to be a big party.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Now, we're doing a European trip.
Oh, we are.
So you guys need to get ready for that one.
40, okay. Baby.
Yeah.
Can we go to Amsterdam?
Yeah.
Nice. All right, let's go.
Germany?
I'll go to Germany. I just won't go to London. They talk funny.
I hate how they talk.
They say water instead of water. But New Year's, man. What are we doing for New Year's, bro?
Nothing, bro.
I know.
Such a letdown.
I think New Year's has always been a letdown every fucking single year.
Every year.
Really?
You know, it was maybe like 10-15% of the time has been great.
Oh, you've had a great one.
I've had a couple of great ones.
I've never had a great New Year's.
No?
Not like out and about, no.
Really? Oh, out and about. What do you mean out and about?
Like at a party or a club or even like...
Party at someone's house, you mean? Or
party with someone's house? I've never been to a good house party, no.
Okay.
For New Year's.
All right. No, I've had a couple. But not very many. Like the last maybe 4 years have been kind of. Actually, no, I'm lying. 2 years ago was a good one.
Okay.
Yeah. But yeah, the last couple of ones have been kind of whack. So this year I'm like, you know what? Fuck this shit. I'm going to stay my ass home. I'm going to stay in PJs and I'm fucking watch some fucking movies.
Yes. Nice. That sounds great, man. Yeah. Like, yeah, I think we're doing the same thing. Yeah, but. All right, but for the longest, man, we would always like just spend like New Year's Eve or whatever with my family. Like, it was always with the family. I think I didn't start going out until I think I was like 29, where I was actually like spending it like with other people or going out. I think there was one where we went to Hermosa Beach, and it was outside. It was just people getting fucking hammered, bro. Going to the different bars. Yeah,
that was fun.
That was really fun. No, we had a good time. We had a good time. And yeah, but this year we're staying in, and it's supposed to rain too, so we don't want to be out and about either.
That's true. Yeah, it's going to be raining a lot. So, but yeah, man, I mean, that's how I've been feeling this year about the holidays, bro.
I mean, remember that one year we were going to do a New Year's party here?
What happened?
We were exposed to COVID that year.
Oh, that's right.
And we couldn't have a party.
That's right.
It was 2001, I believe, or it was going to be 2000. No, it was going to be
2021.
2021, going into 2022.
No.
Or was it going to be 2021? I don't remember which year it was.
You're right, because 2020 we were locked down.
Yeah.
So then 2021 was going to be the party.
Yeah. And that year we got exposed to COVID and we were like, what should we do? And we didn't want to risk it, so we told everybody.
Like, COVID party.
Everybody gets COVID.
Shit.
So, yeah, we didn't end up having it, but we never had a COVID party. We've never had a New Year's party here.
That's true.
We've had Christmas parties. We had
Halloween
parties. Yeah. But, yeah, no.
No New Year's.
No New Year's. But that's the idea was to dress up.
Right.
And then
that was the plan. That was the plan.
And then just have, you know, just act like you're at a club and we're, you know, have a good time. Never worked out though.
That would have been fun, man.
It would have been fun.
Yeah. Now it wouldn't work now. we're too lame now.
Well, it's because you need different people, bro. You need people you don't know. People that are amused easily, you know?
Right.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And everybody's fucking, you know, everybody's coupled up, obviously married or your longtime girlfriend, boyfriend, whatever the fuck. So, you know, you're not going to have too many new people coming in to a party at this age, you know?
No, you need different people. You need variety, right?
Right.
This is why I think the time is going by so quickly is because we are in a routine.
Mm-hmm.
We are in a... What are the first three letters of a routine?
R-O-U?
Oh, Florida. I meant first four minus the U. No, minus the O. We are in a rut.
A rut. There you go. Man, this got complicated real quick.
It sure did. I couldn't spell all of a sudden. But that's what a routine is. You get into a rut, man. And it's just like the time flies by so quickly because it's the same thing. Whenever you go on a trip, think about it, right? You're going somewhere far.
Yeah.
It feels like it's a long trip because it's the first time you've seen that path. On the way back, doesn't it seem much faster?
Yeah, the way back it does.
Because you've seen that before. You're not even looking because it's nothing new anymore. You've already seen it. It just flies by. So that's what as we get older, we've seen everything. We've done everything. And we do the same things over and over. So now time flies. And that's what I believe. So now in a party, if we have the same old people, it just seems like a regular party. But if you have a lot of different or new people, I think that's when shit just all of a sudden starts happening. A lot more fun happens. A lot of different variables start happening.
Yeah, you got new people to roofie and shit. Different.
That's when the rape kid, you know,
makes a comeback.
Make a comeback real quick. Shit. But you're right, though, because you know what? I went to Guadalajara for my birthday, and we went to Tequila, and we went to a club. And we met up with people from Guadalajara, like family members of the people that was with. And, you know, half the people were new to me, at least. Like, I've never met them. And they were fucking fun as fuck. You know, they brought a whole different aspect to the entire trip, you know. Because they have the experience of being from Mexico and knowing the area. But they also have the biggest thing from them was that they had never done the tequila tour in their lives, living there. Yeah.
Wow.
So it was their first time doing that because we got a party bus. On the party bus, you're drinking. On the fucking party bus, as you're coming off the party bus, you're drinking. They're giving you shots. You're getting back in. You're drinking shots. You're in the fucking tequila thing, you know, walking around, and you're drinking as well. So the whole thing is you're just hanging out with people, and they're getting drunk, and they're, you know, having a great time.
Yeah.
So it was fucking great.
And it's new energy. You know what I mean?
Yeah, different. Completely new energy. Completely
because it's like, when you're always with the same people, it's like you already know how it's going to go down.
Yeah,
you know
exactly.
What I mean?
You know who's going to be the party pooper, who's going to knock out quicker.
Yeah.
You know who's going to fucking drink like there's no tomorrow. You know, it was great.
That's good.
Yeah, it was a good time.
Yeah. What were we talking about?
Are you in?
Are you in?
That's that stupid joke. Where they were like, hey, bend over and spell run.
This is the Ask the Fellas show on demand and around the world.
I got a listener question, fellas.
What's up, man? No?
What? We got listeners?
Yes, that one.
No, that one.
The question is, I'm guessing, it's from a male fella.
Okay.
Hey, fellas, my wife and I are recently divorced. Oh, man, that sucks.
All right.
Why did he say my wife and I? Why didn't he just say?
I think he's in denial. Right?
Yeah, why didn't he just say, I recently got divorced?
Yeah, well, he's in denial still. Yeah, okay. But her dad just texted me and asked me if we're still cool. I don't know.
If he and the father-in-law, ex-father-in-law, is still cool. Okay.
This is what he said. He said, hey, pal, I know you and my daughter are divorced now, but are we still cool with me keeping Netflix? I don't know why her problems have to be mine. I would hate I would hate to lose watching Stranger Things. And then he asked, what should I do?
The father-in-law doesn't want to pay for it?
He doesn't want to pay for Netflix.
He's like, hey man, why I gotta suffer because you guys fucked up. Because you guys didn't work out.
Yeah, that shit took a left turn, man. I thought it was gonna be like, oh, that he enjoyed like hanging out with his son-in-law and shit like that. That they had a relationship.
Yeah, why don't you guys try it again?
Netflix.
Let's do it for the kids.
How's this gonna impact my Netflix, man?
No regard for his daughter.
He's like, no. Damn it. Fuck.
So it must have been really, really recent. Maybe like in two weeks, maybe.
Oh,
3 weeks.
They'll probably get back together.
Who knows? Hell
no. No? Divorce? No, they're divorced.
They're divorced.
Yeah. Unless he meant recently getting divorced.
Yeah.
And he wrote it wrong. Either way. That dad is a little selfish, don't you think?
I think it would depend on their relationship, right? Like if, say, my father-in-law was under my account or whatever, and he like hit me with that, and we had like a really good relationship, kind of like joking around and shit, I'd be like, nah, don't worry about it. Like, it's cool.
Really?
Oh. Yeah, well, but if we had a good relationship, I don't.
But see, you got to realize this. Nowadays, if you're sharing accounts, it's harder to share accounts without having to like go through all these hoops, right?
Oh,
or you pay the extra fee to fucking
and that's what I think is happening.
Wow.
He's probably paying that extra $8.99 fee,
to have the extra account.
Yeah, so he won't have ads and stuff,
right?
So I think he's worried about his Netflix going up to $18 if he has to get his own.
Yeah, he should just tell him that he canceled the Netflix. He's like, you know what, bro. Netflix reminds me too much of your daughter. I'm gonna cancel it.
I don't even have Netflix anymore.
Well,
yeah, that was special, man. It took a left turn. I thought he was gonna say something else.
I mean, the dad-in-law, he can also send him, you know, $8 a month
at least, right?
Or at least send him
$9 a month.
Send him the whole payment for the year, right?
I mean,
what's 9 times 12?
Well, if you pay for the whole year, that's a problem.
Why?
Because what if the guy cancels it or takes him off the account, and then now he's out? Like,
it's still less than $100.
That's $108. $108.
Yeah,
that's doable.
It's doable. I don't know if this is a real serious question.
I would just make it easy and be like, you know what? I'm sorry, but I'm cutting it off.
Wow.
Or I'm taking you out.
That's petty.
Yeah.
That's petty. Because now he's
petty?
Now he's going to think that he did something wrong. The father-in-law did something wrong.
Well, you fucking raised a daughter that was a bitch. Shit.
Let's say.
Fucking parlor.
He ain't wrong.
He said, now you lost your motherfucking Netflix.
I know. Shit. Bitch ass daughter.
Should have raised her better.
Shit. Should have raised her ass better.
Raised her to respect and obey.
Fuck, man.
Ain't that what they say in church?
Hell yeah.
Respect and obey your man.
Your man. Man, they trying to change all that shit now.
Stupid
ass. Hey, when you guys married Victorious, did the priest make your wife say that?
Yeah.
Yeah. My wife looked at me.
She said it.
She said it.
She don't do it, but she said it.
She said it in front of God though.
Yes.
Oh man. Yeah, my wife looked at me like, I ain't saying that.
Yeah, that's like them black ladies, man. I've seen a couple of videos where the black ladies like, I ain't saying that. Like,
it sounds crazy, right?
Right.
Cause they don't make the man say that shit.
No.
It's not respect and obey.
Well, because they haven't, you know, they haven't rewritten the fucking stupid ass, what do they call that
the
shit?
Bible?
The Bible?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's crazy, man.
They need an update.
They do.
Honestly. What should it say then?
I don't know.
Come on. If it doesn't need to say respect and obey.
Be cool with your man.
You're so stupid. He said be cool with
your man. Be cool with your man. Do something around the house.
Dude.
Let him play at least 2 hours a day on his PlayStation. Don't get mad at him because he's just sitting on the couch.
Sleep until 2?
Yeah. Hey, man.
It's his day off.
That's
day
it.
Off. Leave him.
You've been off for 2 weeks.
Dude, they're gonna be begging to go back to the original vials.
Yeah.
After that shit. They say, oh, respect and obey. I got that. Man. Yeah, but that shit's crazy. No, I've seen the videos where like that. They're like, I'm not saying that. That's like, shit. You need to rephrase that.
Yeah, it's a little outdated, man. Yeah.
Respect and obey. The fuck.
So going back to the father-in-law, what if he would have like phrased it differently and he was just like, do you think it's still cool for me and you to hang out?
Like nothing about Netflix.
Nothing about Netflix.
Okay.
Like for us to continue to have a cool like relationship, like buddies and shit.
That'll be a little difficult, especially if the guy is still pining for his wife or like trying to get back with his wife.
Pining.
I wasn't even gonna ask. I was like pining. I want to say that he's still wanting her, right?
Well, yes.
Okay.
Pining. Why didn't he just say wanting her?
I don't know. That doesn't sound as nice. Yeah. Pining rolls off the tongue.
Pining.
It just means trying to get back in them draws.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
He's trying to pine that poutine.
Palm. Yes. Exactly.
I was like, just because we're in Christmas doesn't mean bring out pine trees.
He's gonna fucking pine that shit.
I saw that shit.
I mean, the more you want to get back with your wife and you see her dad, I mean, don't you think there's still a chance there that...
Especially if the dad looks like her.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no. It's like, come on, man, just a little kiss.
Come on, man. No.
Wear this wig real
Wear
quick.
Wear this wig.
Come on, Caitlin.
Yeah, no, it's tough, man. Like say we were to separate, like I would miss my father-in-law, man. We get along pretty well.
Yeah, I think the same. I think I would miss my father-in-law. He's funny.
Yeah,
there's a lot of things that he does that he wants to give back all the time. So like he'll try to help us with anything that we need. So yeah, you'll miss that person. You'll miss them not being around.
But at that point, would you go based off of how the divorce went? Kind of like, well, obviously, it's probably not good, right, if it ended in divorce?
Well, if they take half your shit, right?
Yeah.
But what if they take more?
More than half?
It's like a hostile divorce.
Because you can have three of everything, but you can't really... Imagine. You can't separate that in half because it's three, right?
She took two-thirds of my shit. She took two-thirds of my shit.
But he still has two the same
everything.
Shit.
I still have two of everything.
he still has the same shit.
It's like you didn't lose shit.
I won't miss it. But it's still... It took...
Now I got to replace that my headphones with another headphone.
It took two. I only have one now. Man.
Nah, that's
man,
crazy.
I do have a problem, though, man. You should see my garage. I have, like, all these bags.
Uh-huh.
They're really nice bags that I only use when I travel. Uh-huh. But other than that, they're... I mean, how often do I travel? Like four times a year?
Like bags like backpacks?
Like they're just like carry-on bags and then like just travel bags.
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah.
And I only use them like three, four times a year.
And you have like multiple of them.
And I have a lot. I have like a big cardboard box like this. Like one of those. You've seen those trash bins that they use for the events?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I have two of those filled with...
With just bags.
With bags, yeah.
But what?
I have a disease.
Like, do you like the bags, or is it because it's a good deal, or what?
It was a good deal, and it's a beautiful bag,
and
I couldn't pass it up, bro.
Would you let someone borrow it if they needed to borrow one, or would you sell them a bag if they were looking to buy a bag?
No.
No.
That's an easy one.
That's
no.
a problem. That is a problem.
No. No, yeah. I love these bags, bro. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I rotate them around. You know?
Like you put one in the kitchen sometimes. All right. What do you mean? He rotates them around. Yeah.
You know what? I went through that for a while too, where I would buy shit just because it was on sale and it was a good deal.
Yeah.
And I'm like, fuck, I don't really need it. I'm like, but I'll need it someday. And I would buy like up at night, like just fucking looking at shit. And I'd be like, oh, this shit's on sale on Amazon. And I would just order shit. And shit was coming in Like, there was a time when stuff was coming into my house every day almost. Oh, wow. Like, it was crazy, and I was just like, oh, shit, I need to stop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's but, a problem.
Yeah, it's, but it's but problem. You know what? But you, if you have the space to store
No, I don't.
Oh, you don't have the space?
I don't.
He's like, I need to build a second story to my garage.
But it's a really nice bag.
My house is small, man. There's no fucking room anywhere.
That's hilarious.
I have no walls either, man. That's a sad. You can't put things in corners.
Oh, like it's that. Just, yeah.
It's an open floor kind sort of floor plan. Yeah, I can't. I wish I had little nooks and crannies that I can just stick shit in.
You know, in your garage, you don't have rafters.
No, because I have the ceiling. I put in the ceiling.
Oh.
So I don't have that anymore. But I try to hide as much as I can. But it's a mess right now, bro. Then I work out in my garage, so I need that space, and it's it's terrible, bro. I have
as long as you're happy, Jerry.
I'm probably not gonna be very happy once I have to start selling my shit.
Yeah, and then you have to move.
Yeah.
And you know, it's funny. They
take it to Mexico, bro.
I am.
You don't need all that shit there.
He can sell it over there.
No, why?
For how much?
Why would I sell it?
You're like, if I have to travel to Mexico, Cherokee.
You're in Mexico.
You know, it's funny. They have an annual yard sale here every year.
Yeah, I heard it's pretty popular.
Yeah, but it's pretty popular. It's like the whole block.
Yeah.
So you never sell any of your stuff.
I don't take any of my shit out. No. No, you would be proud of me. This year, I took all of my baseball stuff, and I had it out for sale for $1 each.
Okay. Wow.
I had cleats. I had baseball pants. I had a glove. And, dude.
A glove. How many gloves do you own?
Probably four or five.
One glove.
Hey, that's a step forward, though.
Yeah.
That's a step forward.
I got three gold gloves. I got one outfielder glove. It's just a regular glove. And then I got another infielder glove that is just like a regular glove too that I used to use for like just random shit. Yeah. And then a catcher's glove. But I'm not a catcher. But I still have just in case.
Hey, Jerky, we need you.
We need you to catch. What? Okay.
So I got my catcher's mitt. God damn it,
man.
But you know what? But you were pricing them right to get rid of them.
Yes.
Because I remember, like, my mom didn't like to get rid of shit. And when we would try to have yard sales, she would price everything so fucking high and unreasonable. And then people would try to like bargain or like negotiate. Mm-hmm. Negotiate, and she'd be like, no, like absolutely. Oh, Mom, just fucking get rid of it. And she wouldn't fold. She wouldn't fold. Like she would price the shit like it was almost new.
New.
Yeah.
Yeah. I sold all these baseball bags. You know, where you carry all your sports equipment.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
I had about, I want to say about 12 of them.
And there 12 bags?
12 bags. Don't judge me.
No, I'm not. I'm just like, wow. Like,
and they were pretty much new. They were just used for one season. Mm-hmm, maybe one or two of them were a little dirty, but all the other ones were brand new. They had everything, you know, the straps, everything, right? And this lady came, and she's like, oh, okay, how much are they? And they're $1 each.
What? For the bags?
For the bags. I want to get rid of them, bro. I have so much. I'm never going to use those bags.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right? I bought them just in case.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't ask me in case what.
in case, you know, the Dodgers plane fell off the fell from the air.
And who needs a bag?
I got bags for the whole team. And I priced them right. I still, even at $1, they were a bargain because they were like usually about 30 bucks or 25
Holy
bucks for each,
shit.
Right? She got all of them, which was like 12 bags. And she was like, can I give you $10? I was like, no.
That bitch.
And I said, no.
Good job, Jerry.
No.
I would have said no, too.
Because it should have been what?
12. It was just 12, yeah.
Like 12 bucks.
I just said no. I was like, no, bitch. Like, what the fuck?
It's at that point, it's the principle of
this thing. Yeah, they're $1. Yeah. Like, brand new bags. Yeah, but yeah, anyway.
She still took them?
She still gave me the $12, but she was pissed.
She was
She gave you a 20. Can I have change? Fuck, you have a 20 and you got 12 bags. God, which she's gonna fucking flip them anyway for fucking probably like $20 each.
Exactly,
bitch ass.
Damn,
wow, Anyway, I hate people like that.
Yeah, but good for you, Jericho, man. I think that was fucking huge.
It was a good first step.
Yeah, yeah.
That was my first year this past July, and maybe next year I will take more something.
Let me know when you pull out the
when you pull out the bags. Yeah. Those aren't coming out. The way he was talking about it, those aren't coming out.
They're really nice.
Hey everyone, this is Noelia, and you're listening to Ask the Fellas, where anyone can be a fella, especially the ladies. Oh, yeah.
They're not even that nice.
Oh, all of a sudden.
They're just nice enough for me. You know, they're like, you know, you get them for $5.
Yeah.
And they're like $30, $40 bags. I'm like, you know.
But are they more like backpacks or like satchel bags?
I have like a really nice canvas bag. Mm-hmm. It's pretty big.
Oh, okay.
One's leather. That one I'm not gonna get rid of because leather. And then the one that I use for traveling, I use it for my not carry on. What's that called? The personal item.
Personal.
That one is a canvas with a little bit of a fake leather on top.
Yeah.
But it's perfect because I could fit everything in there, and they never give me a
hassle.
About being a personal item. Yeah. Anyway, nice. But I have a bunch of them.
Yo, what up, guys? This is Alfred Robles, and you guys are listening to Ask the Fellas.
Fellas.
What's up? What's up, man?
You get to have sex with Ana de Armas.
Yes.
But I wish. But Shomar gets to have sex with your mom.
So let's do it.
That easy?
That easy.
My brothers don't give a fuck.
I don't know what the fuck. She slept with a black man. Come on. I don't care.
Really?
Yeah, what the fuck?
Damn.
You wouldn't do it?
I thought that was like a harder question.
Damn, <I'm not. laughs>
He's like, Shomar ain't got nothing to offer her.
I know. What the fuck? Come on.
Wow.
Shit. Ana de Armas, bro? Hell yeah.
Ana de Armas, yeah.
Have you seen Eden, by the way? She's in Eden.
No, I haven't seen Eden.
Netflix.
No, I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah, it was cool. It was a cool movie.
Really?
Yeah. She doesn't get naked, but you can see her. She gets in the water, and her blouse is wet, so you can see her.
Ooh. Yeah.
She's been naked in a lot of movies.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think when she was in that movie with, what's his name, Keanu Reeves? And she was, what was that, Knock? Knock, Knock? I don't know.
Oh, yeah, Knock, Knock.
Knock, Knock, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
She was a young actress back then, and she got naked then.
Yeah.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
I mean, that's what they do, you know, when they're first starting. You know, they're like, yeah, I'll show you my titties. I don't care.
And even before that, have you checked out some of her sex scenes when she was younger, when she was, like, doing Spanish TV?
No,
or Spanish movies, I'm sorry.
No, I haven't.
Whoa. Yeah, it's a really, like, graphic bathroom scene.
Really?
And you know it's pretty good.
All right, text me the name of that movie. Okay. I have Limo, yeah. so sure I can find it.
Yeah. So with that said, man, I totally let Shomar have sex with Barlos's mom for.
That's not how it works.
That's not how it works.
That's not how it works.
No, it's only one mom.
All right, he's not having sex with my mom.
All right, but let's just say this: if you want to make it seem a little harder to choose, okay?
Yeah.
Same hotel room, double beds. You have to do it right there and then, right next to each other.
What do you mean?
Can we put a curtain?
Nope, no curtain.
Oh, my God.
Oh, like if my mom's in the same room?
Same room.
Double beds.
She's in the next bed with Shomar.
Oh.
And you are in the other bed with, for you, Salma Hayek, and for you, and Ana de Armas.
Can my mom be unconscious?
What the fuck?
He's full roofied his mom.
Why would you do that?
That way she ain't watching me. Or I don't hear her.
Because you know her ass is going to critique you afterward.
Mijo, no.
You'll be like, what the fuck? What was that?
Así no lo hizo el negro.
Or she'll critique the shit out of Oshomar. Like, ¿qué está haciendo?
Este pendejo que.
Cipote, dale más.
Tell me when you're in. Shit, in the same room. Nah.
Same time.
You wouldn't do it?
Nah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Nah, that's where I draw the line, bro.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
It's Ana de Armas, though, man.
I know. Fuck.
It's some hike for you.
Yeah. Nah, I just, I'm not, I wouldn't be comfortable with any of my friends boning my mom. Mm. I just wouldn't.
Mm. Yeah, okay.
No. Hard no.
I know. You gonna do it, Jerky? Look at, he's like, he's contemplating.
I'm thinking about it.
it'll be me. Yeah.
That's your mom.
Man. Yeah. But she's had her time, right? Man.
Who do you like? Some Hayek, right?
I mean, I like all kinds of women, man. Let's see.
He's like, I like women.
All kinds of women.
I like them tall. I like them short. Ooh, Shakira comes to mind when I say short.
Really? Shakira?
Oh, no. Not Shakira doesn't do it for you? Nah, wow. Really. Wow. She's 40, what, 8? And she's still looking
like,
bad.
Yeah, she's
still
like bang. 50 almost.
No, she's over 50 now.
No, she's 48. I think she's 48.
Did she break 50? I think no, she broke 50.
She hasn't broken 50. No. Oh. But she's still up there. And she's still, you know, she's still got it going on. Yeah, I can't decide. I can't decide just on one. So.
Hmm. Why not have them all?
Why not?
Yeah. Damn, you guys are good, man. I couldn't. I think it would be like a total mindfuck to be like, man, my friend is like fucking my mom.
What if, okay, what if they you never know, you never find out who she was going to fuck?
Okay.
You know? Like,
so you know she fucked one of your friends, but you don't know who.
But not in the same room.
Right.
Not in the same room.
That's okay,
that's
then maybe.
Easier.
That's a little easier.
That's a little easier. That's a little easier. All right, okay. What if
I think it's going to be Robert.
Oh, fuck!
Damn it. What if it's your dad? In the next bed. But the only way you get to have sex with Ana de Armas and you have to get to have sex with Salma Hayek. is if they're in the same room.
He's watching.
And he's just watching?
No, they're both having sex.
Who?
So your mom's having sex with your dad.
Oh.
And you're having sex with your celebrity crush.
No. I'd be grossed out.
Damn, yeah, I thought this would be easier because it's your dad.
Nah. I would take that over like a friend. Like
a friend, okay.
Yeah.
All right, here's a different question then. Hotel room, thin walls. They're in the next room. And the only way that your celebrity crush will get aroused is if your parents are having sex in the next room and you can hear it. And now you can, you know, start getting started after that starts happening.
I will do it then. Yeah. That'll be easier because they're not in the same room.
They're not in the same room, but they could hear you too.
That's okay.
Yeah, I don't mind them hearing me. Yeah. I don't know if I wanted to hear them though.
No, you have to hear it in order for your crush to get excited.
I'll do it because that'd be my only chance at like fucking
fuck that
having
shit.
Sex with that celebrity.
Damn.
And they agreed. I mean, they had to agree themselves, right?
Yeah, no, they're excited. they only get excited with the sounds of your parents having sex in the next room.
I would do it.
Yeah. Yes. I'm down.
Let's go.
I'm going to lock that in, Jericho.
Yep.
And she cleans out the mini bar right before you have sex.
Oh, I'm out. I ain't paying for that shit.
That's expensive.
Hey, this is Pat.
I'm Beans.
And I'm Buzz. We're from the Chicanoish Podcast.
And you guys are listening to Ask the Fellas.
All right, fellas. Man, it's time to get out of here.
Wait, no, wait. We just got here.
We just got here, but we got to go,
man. No, man.
I'm tired,
time
bro.
Time just flew.
I got to go get some sleep.
Really? Is that what it is?
Oh, man. Hey, man. I know we haven't been around, but, you know, the new year is coming up. So hopefully for the new year, we'll start, recording again on a kind of more consistent basis. So hopefully, the 2026 will be a better year for the fellas.
Yes.
All right. So with that, zip it up, zip it down. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. That's it. don't celebrate.
Feliz Navidad? No?
Man, I don't celebrate that.
He's like, what's that? Oh, man, funny episode, man. Good times. We got to end the year with a final episode. And, yeah, and like Barlow said, hopefully we'll pick it up in 2026. And happy holidays to everybody, man. And if we still have listeners, this goes out to you. This goes out to you. All right, and with that said, what a very good soup. Ba-ba-ba-dee, ba-ba-ba-doo.
And this week, I want to recommend a few movies. And I'll just narrow it down to probably just two. But one movie that I really, really liked that was a little bit of a psychological thriller, I want to call it, was Wind River with Jeremy Renner. And there's a few other actors in it, but it was really, really good.
Oh, that's an old movie.
That's an old movie?
That's with fucking the Olsen girl, right?
Yes.
Yeah, that's an old movie.
Oh, shit. Okay, yeah. Well, I just saw it.
Okay, that's a good movie.
Did it just appear on Netflix?
It's
been on there for a while?
Yeah, I think so.
Wow, well, I just saw it. I thought it was really good. It kind of gave me a little bit of like a feeling of like King, what's that called? Mayor of Kingstown? Have you ever seen it?
No.
Kind of felt a little like that. Okay. It's pretty good. And then the next movie that I really liked was a Christmas movie, a holiday movie.
Die Hard.
No.
Did you guys watch it? I watched Die Hard this year.
I haven't watched it.
No?
Hey,
I'm
going to
watch
up,
it. I'm going to watch it.
You haven't watched it?
Maybe. No. I've watched it. Oh, I haven't watched it this year.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. It still holds up.
Yeah.
Fucking awesome.
Yeah.
But no, this movie is called No Sleep Till Christmas. So you might like that, Barlow, because it gives you a little bit of hope for you to be able to sleep tonight.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you just got to find that special...
Hope in my life.
Yes.
I need a little hope.
You just got to find that special someone to sleep next to.
Man, I've been looking all my life, bro.
Really?
I thought I had her, but, you know, she's gone.
Oh, man, there's hope out there for you.
I know. I hope so.
Go running out at 3 in the morning. See if you find her.
You got to hook me up with that girl at Temple.
Really? Yeah, yes. Yes. Oh, yeah. We mentioned her to you.
Oh.
I know, about you.
Okay.
And she didn't seem like she was about to throw up, so that's a good sign.
That's a good sign.
That's a plus right there. Yeah,
that's a really good sign.
As long as she didn't say, oh, not now.
She works there or what?
She works there, yeah.
Okay.
She's always our bartender there, so
nice.
She's really cool. She's really nice.
Very good.
So, and with that, make sure to rate us on iTunes. 5 stars every day. Happen to protect your planet.
To me, there are 3 things we all should do every day. We do this every day of our life. You're going to have, what a wonderful, number one is laugh. You should laugh every day. Number two is think. You should spend some time in thought. And number three is you should have your emotions move to tears. Could be happiness or joy. But think about it. If you laugh, you think, and you cry, that's a full day. That's a heck of a day.